Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
We always ask you to get in touch with the show if there is something you would like us to discuss. And we've recently received a number of requests to discuss sperm donation and the process involved. So that's what we wanted to do on today's show. And I'm delighted to be joined on the line now by Jan Sweetman from Cork. Jan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Jan, you have a beautiful baby girl who was conceived via sperm donation. Can we begin by asking how you came to that decision that a donation was right for you?
Yeah, so I suppose I loved children. I was always minding my friends' kids and my family's kids, and I just really wanted to have a child by myself. For some reason, I always had a fear that I wasn't going to be fertile. So when I was 29, I went and got my eggs checked, and they kind of came back low for my age. So I just decided I was going to act on it sooner rather than later. So I went for it.
Okay. Would you advise that to go, if you have any concerns, getting checked out at as early as you can? Does that make a difference?
Yeah, I definitely would, even just for peace of mind. I'm glad I went and got checked, because if I'd left it a few years, like, who knows, the eggs could be kind of gone, really. So I was delighted I went and got checked.
Okay, so you got checked. And then what did you do next?
So I got checked, and I found out they were kind of low. And I think that was in September. So I went back to Waterstones Clinic in the February. And I kind of told them, gave them the go-ahead that I was ready to do it. So I went and chose a sperm donor. And then I had the procedure done in the July. And I was so lucky that it worked on the first time. And my little girl was born.
Did you do much research into it, Jan? Like, how did you choose the clinic? Did you get online and speak to other people who've done it?
Yeah, like, so I had a family member who used Waterstones Clinic, and she had a great experience there, and she spoke so highly of them. So I kind of work near the clinic as well, so every day I used to be passing the big sign that they have on the road. So kind of just happened that I naturally went with them, and I was delighted I went with them because they were great up there.
Okay, so then you said, then you went in, you had your consultation, I presume, and you got the ball rolling, so to speak. How much information do you get about a donor when you're picking one?
So at the time when I went for it, you could go for anonymous sperm or non-anonymous sperm. And I went for non-anonymous sperm because I wanted, like, if I had a baby at the time, I wanted, like, them to have a right to be able to find the donor when they were 18. Now, at the moment, you can't go for non-anonymous. So I also went for the extended profile, which meant I got a lot of information on them, like a lot of their medical history and their family history. And I got, like, there's a lot of information.
Did you get their leave and cert results? Because that would be very important.
Their junior cert results.
That's brilliant. Okay, so you have options to do that. Can I ask you, was there any concerns that the donor use might be used by another couple or single person in your locality?
Like, they try to limit it to 3 times in Ireland. And I wasn't really too concerned about it, really, to be honest, because I just think, like, what are the chances of bumping into that person, you know?
Yeah.
So I wasn't too concerned about that.
Okay. And Jan, was it difficult to choose a donor?
To be honest, I didn't put much thought into the donor. I just wanted them to be healthy. And I chose, like, the same eye colouring and hair colouring as myself. I just wanted a baby, really, to be honest. And, like, so I just, it was like an eeny, meeny, miny, mo situation at the end of it. So I narrowed it down to 5 people. And the clinic came back that I could only use 2 because the other 3 had already been used in Ireland too many times. So then in the end, it was just like, it was kind of simple to pick then between the 2.
Okay. How did you feel when you're going through this process, you know, of choosing a donor? It must have became very real. Obviously, this is something you've thought about and you've walked by the clinic daily and you're in there actually doing it. Were you very excited? Were you apprehensive? How did you feel?
I think it all worked. It all went so fast. I think I didn't even have time to think about it. Like, even when I was pregnant, when I did the positive pregnancy test, I just couldn't believe it. I was just over the moon. So I think during the process, like, I had great backup. Like, my friends were brilliant and my family were brilliant. So I just knew I'd have loads of support. So I was just so happy to be doing it.
Do you mind me asking, how old were you when you had your baby?
I was 30.
You were 30. And at what stage did you tell your family? You know, when you're going through this process, was it very early on? Was it before?
Yeah, I actually told them before, like, at the very start, really.
Okay.
I told everyone. I'm very open about it. Like, it wasn't a secret. So I told everyone. Now, I told people that I was thinking about doing it, but I didn't tell everyone when exactly I was doing it, because I didn't want people to be disappointed. Like my dad, I didn't want him to be worried if it didn't work, you know. And so I told him when I was pregnant, but everyone else kind of knew. Like one of my friends came in with me for the procedure, and, you know, everyone kind of knew, really.
Can we talk about that for a second, the procedure? First of all, what's involved in preparing your body for a procedure?
So on day one of your cycle, you go and get a scan done. This is to check the lining of your womb, and it's to check, do you have any cysts? So then on about day two, and I think every second, you take an injection every morning, and then you get a few scans up until around day 14. So then on day 14, like, my egg was big enough, so they give you another injection that you take the next morning. That's called a trigger shot, and that kind of releases the egg. And then you go into the clinic that morning, and basically it's done.
And they just, in it goes, in it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
And you, like, do you go in the morning, come out in the afternoon? Is that quick?
Yeah, literally, I was in there for maybe an hour, not even, like, by the time you're waiting and everything, it's just an hour.
When
so,
you're...
like, the procedure itself is only, like, not even a few minutes, like.
That's incredible when you think about it. When you're walking out of the clinic and you've just had the procedure, what was that like? Was that crazy?
Like, it just feels so surreal. Yeah. Like, I remember me and my friend went for lunch and I was just like, am I pregnant? I just didn't know. I suppose you just know from so early on then. Like, it was just so surreal. Like, I was just over the moon. Like, I was on cloud nine.
Did you have any concerns about going at it alone?
Like, I really didn't have any concerns, because I knew, like, I'd be
supported.
Able to provide for a baby and support it and care for it. Like, and I just really, like, she was so wanted, you know, and she's the apple of everyone's eye, and we just adore her.
And financially, was it really expensive? Or
I think it was about 4,000 to do it. Now, I bought 2 vials of sperm, so if I was to do it again, I think it would be just over €1,000, because, like, the procedure is about €1,000 by the time you buy the sperm, and, like, there's a lot of exams and scans and tests, so it kind of brings it up to just under 5,000.
So around €5,000 for the whole, is that all your tests?
That's all the tests, plus I have another vial of sperm.
That is very viable for a lot of people in this country, for making your dreams come true. That's incredible.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you mentioned there you have another vial of sperm. Do you think you'll do it again and give Rhea?
Yeah, I definitely do it. Yeah, I definitely will. Like, this year I was actually going to go for it in summer, but then with COVID and everything and work, so I just decided I'll wait until next year, but I definitely will.
There's a lot of people listening to this, I think, just mesmerised by the whole process, because you're making it sound very viable and very real, because it's something that we don't really talk about as an option in Ireland, do we?
No, we don't.
So what advice, Jan, would you have for anyone who is really thinking about doing it?
Like, I'd say to anyone, if they really want to have a baby and the only thing that's stopping them is being single, I would just say, just go for it. Just once you have a bit of support, but, like, I don't regret one minute of it. It was the best thing I ever did, and I'm just so happy I did it.
And can you tell me about the apple of everyone's eye, Rhea?
Oh, she's going to be 2 in May, and we're just obsessed with her. We love her.
Oh, 2, yeah. The terrible 2s.
I know, and she's getting them already.
Well, listen, thank you so much for taking our call this morning.
You're very welcome.
And best of luck with everything. And
if
you go at it again, I wish you the very best of luck. And will you let us know how it goes?
Much.
Jan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
To you soon. Bye, bye, bye. There we go. That is Jan. It just shows you that you can have a family no matter what your circumstances are. We'll be back with more right after this. This morning, we also chatted to Jan, who is a mammy to beautiful Rhea, thanks to a very special donor who gave her the chance to become a parent. Well, Selena is on the line now and she is a mother to three children born via donation. Selena, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I'm not too bad. How's things?
Everything's good, thanks.
It's good. You have a busy house.
Just a small bit, yeah.
Can we kick off by asking you, why was sperm donation the option for you?
Well, my reasoning really behind it was that I always wanted to be a mom. And I just felt that, you know, Prince Charming wasn't coming along. And I said to myself, why wait? I wanted to have a baby. So I started then on my journey of looking into it and seeing if it was like a viable option. At the time, kind of when I started out, I was like a little bit unsure. Was it something that, you know, single women, you know, was it entertained? Like, could you actually go down that route? And the more I looked into it, the more I was amazed that the option is there for women that do want to have children.
And chatting to Jan earlier on, it's financially pretty viable as well for a lot of people. I mean, when you first think of sperm donation, you think it's going to be this like tens of thousands of euro, which is not the case. Were you surprised how, let's say, not easy, but viable the option was for you? Did that surprise you when you were going through the process?
Yeah, I was, because I think people kind of have this misinterpretation because we hear so much like about IVF and the cost behind it. Mm. I think that's kind of daunting to people and they kind of think, oh, well, like, you know, I wouldn't, it's a lot of money and things like that. But definitely IUI is a more affordable means of having a baby. Now, also, like, IUI is not always suitable to every candidate. So that's something that's kind of, you know, looked into when you initially go for your test. But I was completely surprised to see that it was, you know, considerably a lot cheaper than you'd kind of initially think that it could be.
Yeah. And you said a lot, some people aren't good candidates. What do you mean by that?
It's just, you know, like everyone's, you know, like fertility.
Yeah.
Like you have a check done on your fertility and like, you know, that's when your consultant like will explain the route that's more viable for you. Like I was lucky that I was a candidate for IUI, but there is some women out there that, you know, IUI may not necessarily be viable for them. And that's like I can't go into that because I'm not medically qualified. Mm. Too, but like it is, you know, you may have to go down the route of IVF also.
Okay. And let's talk about support for a second. Did you have support of your family? Because a lot of texts are coming in saying, I want to know, do people go at it alone because I don't have support from my family because I don't live near them. Did you have family around you?
Yeah, I'm very, very blessed. Like I live in the same farmyard as my own grandparents. And I live with my own mom, and I was so, so lucky with the support. But definitely that like women that are considering it, if you don't have like your immediate family on your doorstep, do find like a friend that you can confide in, you know, once you start out on your journey. You know, don't let the, like if your family's not right living next door, don't let that push
you off
your journey like of starting out to have a baby. It's just my circumstances. I'm lucky that I have massive support of my own nanny and granddad and my mum, and I'm lucky. I'm really, really lucky.
And how did they feel when you said you were going to go for sperm donation?
Well, it's funny because like even before I even started out on my journey, I used to joke with my mum and I'd say, well, sure, you know, I'll get a sperm donor and I'll have a baby that way. And, you know, it's funny kind of looking back on things, you know, when you can be laughing and joking, that it really does come into reality. Mm. But like initially it was my mum, like she's my best friend and like she's like my sister as well. She like was with, from the beginning I decided she was right behind me. I didn't actually tell my own nanny and granddad until I got to 6 weeks because I wanted to make sure that everything worked out and that that I became pregnant, because I didn't want them worrying, thinking, you know, if I wasn't successful and everything like that. But I was totally blown away about how supportive my own nanny and granddad were. They, you know, they were just absolutely amazing.
Now let's talk about this for a second, because you fell pregnant and it was twins.
Yeah, it was twins. I remember going in for my 6 week scan and being scanned, and the nurse said to me, oh, I think I can see two heartbeats. And from my initial reaction, I think it was more of a nervous. I laughed and I was like, two? And she was like, yep. But she said, hang on, we'll get the doctor to check. And he came in and he said, yep, there's two healthy heartbeats. And I was kind of like dazed for a minute. And then I was thinking, oh gosh, like it's two. But it was a brilliant surprise also.
Unbelievable. You had identical twins. How do you tell them apart?
Well, as they're getting a little bit older, I have to admit I'm starting to find it a little bit difficult. But I can tell by their noses. That's how I tell them apart. Arnie has a slightly little, like, little blue vein running through the top of his nose, where Nathan doesn't.
Ollie and Nathan. And how old are they now?
They're four. They'll be five this June.
Wow. Will they be starting school, hopefully?
Well, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, yeah. My days. So you had three children at this stage, and then you decided to go at it again. Is that right?
Yeah, I decided that. I know, like, people say, well, you have, like, the twins, but I had always said that if I had a successful pregnancy, that I wanted the child, obviously, to have a full sibling. So I decided then, the twins were just coming up. There's 21 months between the twins and my youngest little boy, Noah. So in the May 2017, I decided I would go again. But that was a failed IUI cycle. So I decided that I would go straight back in to another cycle. So that was in the June. And then Noah was born the following March.
So you had a fourth boy. Oh, four boys.
Couldn't find Prince Charming, but God bless me with four boys.
Four boys. How you find? I mean, I said at the beginning, you've a busy house. I mean, it must be crazy, is it?
Yeah, at times it can be. As the saying goes, it's sun up to sundown, and that's exactly the way it is in our house. And don't get me wrong, they're such a buzz. They're great excitement, and they're just,
oh,
they just bring so much life to the place.
And
like,
joy,
I'm an only child myself. But no, they're great fun. Best decision I ever made.
Absolutely. You really believe it's important to be honest and open about the whole process, don't you?
Oh, definitely. Like, you've nothing to be ashamed of. You've nothing to hide. You know, it's a wonderful thing to be able to bring your life into the world. So definitely not. Like, I've talked openly about it from the beginning, and when people have asked me and things like that, I've just been open and honest, and I've said, no, I'm a solo parent. It was my choice. I wanted a family, and that's exactly what I've done.
A solo parent, that's a good way of describing it. Can I ask you, when your kids get older, how will you describe it for them and equip them? Because of, you know, just kids being kids, they're going to be asked in school and by friends, you know, about their family and, you know, why it might look different to theirs. What kind of answer would you like them to say?
Well, it's not like each family is unique, so I don't see it as kind of being different. Every family is structured differently, and I think that we are kind of growing up now in a more open society, that families aren't just your ordinary, traditionary family like mum, dad and your siblings. So, like, I'm going to be open and honest from them. Once they start to ask questions and are old enough to be able to understand, I'll explain openly to them, like, why I decided to do what I did. Like, they have a right to know why they were brought into the world and how they were brought in.
Well, they were really wanted, weren't they? My days.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Selena, thank you so much for taking our call. You're an absolute legend, and best of luck with everything, okay?
Thanks a million. Thanks, love.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
There we go. That's Selena. So many of you have been in touch with the show by emailing jen@rte.ie about sperm donation, how it works and what's involved. I hope those two conversations really, really helped. I mean, we heard from the women who've decided to go down that route. But would it work for you and your circumstances? Well, after 11 this morning, we will chat to a fertility nurse specialist and donor sperm coordinator who will answer all of your questions. You can text me 51552 or mail me jen@rte.ie. Don't miss it. That chat will be after 11. We'll be back with more right after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.